This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8 o'clock hour here on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, Hump Day Edition.
Hump Day!
Here on Sean and RJ, that is our Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. And yesterday there was a column and article that stirred things up, and it came from the Dallas Morning News, written by our good buddy Calvin Watkins.
Yes, the great Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News, part of, honestly, before the Luka Doncic trade, the biggest trade in the history of Dallas sports when he and John Machota were traded for each other at the Athletic in the Dallas Morning News.
And our cigar buddy from, from the Combine. Did you go with a light, a medium, or a harsher cigar there, Calvin?
I go for strong. I need strong. I got a lot of stuff going on in my life. I need something to calm me down.
Hey, it'll give you a nice little high on there. It'll give you a nice little high. So we had Calvin hanging out for us in Indianapolis. Do the Cowboys have a Micah Parsons problem? Take us inside the article, Calvin.
I think the purpose of the article was to raise this question because there are some issues with Parsons. And I think they do have a problem with Micah Parsons that they have to kind of fix, and they're fixable. The biggest problem is it seems as if there are people in the organization and it's in the locker room that might have a problem with Micah doing an in-season podcast. Last year, Malik Hooker mentioned it. And then this year before DeMarcus Lawrence left for after he left for Seattle, he said, hey, spend less time on Twitter and spend more time on trying to win. I thought it was a little unfair to say that to Micah because DeMarcus Lawrence was also part of the 30-year Super Bowl drought. So there's some issues with Micah's in-season activities that have to be addressed. And when you have two players saying it, I think there's more players that care about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the other part is the voluntary workouts. Like, they get 90% attendance, you know, 90% plus. And Micah Parsons is not among that 90%. Now, yes, it is voluntary. And who wants to work when it's voluntary? However, if you want to say you're a leader of this team, then you take your behind to the star and you work out. Dak Prescott was in the contract talks and he showed up. CD Lamb showed up. You know, not last year, obviously, because he held out. But before that, he showed up. And I'm sure he'll show up in a couple of weeks. So Zach Martin showed up, you know, unless it's a contract issue. So you want to be a leader, you have to show up to these things. And I think Micah is open to doing that, but the team is going to address it with him in contract talk. Now, there's something they can't put in writing because that's against the CBA. However, I think it's going to be suggested, hey, man, get your behind in here when we open up the doors officially.
Calvin, you've been doing this for a long time. You've covered a lot of players and teams. How big of an issue do you think the podcast thing is, and why would it be one? Is it a distraction? Do you think Micah is taken away from his actual football by doing this? How big of a deal is it?
I would say it's not a big deal. Because you can do whatever you want on your off day, right? You know, you can go drinking all day on Tuesdays, which is the player's off day. And then as long as you come in on time on Wednesday morning and you're prepared to play, what's the big deal? However, there's this, as I think all of us know, sometimes perception is reality. The optics doesn't look good. So sometimes you got to say, you know what? I'm not going to do this because there's this perception that it could be a problem. And some of my teammates think this is a problem, so I'm not going to do it. Paul George, who plays for the Sixers, he did an in-season podcast, and he said, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore because now people are talking about this instead of the main thing. That's basketball. So he stopped doing it. Now everyone's different. The old school in me says, don't do it.
Yeah.
Get ready to play football every week. On Tuesdays, go bowling. Tuesdays, take your girl out. You know, do something, but stop talking about the NFL on Tuesdays. So everyone's got their own way of doing things.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News here on The Fan.
So is it the time he is spending on the podcast or the fact that he's talking about other teams, other players, and this team? Because, like, to me, if you're spending 2 hours on the podcast or you're going bowling for 2 hours, there's no difference in that. The only difference is that one is public, and then the other one you can kind of hide away from.
I think it's a little bit of both. But mainly, you're doing a podcast and you're talking about other teams. If you guys remember, he would come on Skip Bayless's show when it was on FS1, and then Skip criticized Dak.
Yeah.
And then they went, you know, then there was a big hype about, oh my goodness, here comes Micah, and then Micah canceled.
Yeah.
Right? Because he knew, hey, I'm getting paid by Fox, and now I'm going to get into it with Skip defending Dak. And that would become a bigger story, right?
Mm.
So he didn't do it. So that's an example of why you don't do these things, because things happen. You know, your quarterback throws four interceptions, and you got this podcast, people want to know what you think about it. You know, it's one thing after a game, because that's part of the job. It's another thing to say, I'm going to continue to talk about this thing on Tuesday. So I think it's a little bit of both, as I said, and the Cowboys really can't control it in a sense, but maybe they can.
Calvin, how would you describe Micah Parsons' personality and leadership in the locker room and the Cowboys' satisfaction level with it, if you had to guess?
Micah's a good guy. He's a good dude. He's a young guy. You know, he's got money, you know, and, you know, when you get money for the first time, you want to, you know, spend a little bit. It's okay. It's natural.
Yeah.
But he leads in a different way, right? He would say, hey, we're going to be in Oxnard, California for 24 days, so I'll bond my guys then, and that's where I'll show my leadership. Others will say leadership starts when the captain's workouts start in the spring. And Zach Martin, who recently retired, mentioned that. One of the things they didn't mention in the story that we wrote was when Zach Martin, who's probably going to the Hall of Fame, one of the most decorated offensive lineman in the history of the Cowboys, didn't mention Micah Parsons in his speech.
Mm.
You know, Micah Parsons was not there. You know, a lot of players were there, including DeMarcus Lawrence, right? That is, I'm not saying that this is, you know, something going on with Zach and Micah. I'm not saying that at all. But when here is one of the most decorated players in the history of the game, he has like these three pages of copy written out about his retirement, so meticulous, he doesn't even have your name in there. And he mentions a lot of players.
Yeah.
You know, that says something. That was eye-opening to me. I was like, he didn't mention Micah. You know, mentioned Dak, mentioned CD, didn't mention Micah, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting. But I think some of these things can be worked out. I don't think it's the end of the world type of thing. I mean, look, I covered Terrell Owens when he was here, right? I covered Dez Bryant, you know, so there have been other guys who have been a little more combustible than Micah. You know, Jay Ratliff, all these guys. They're good guys, they're just a little combustible. So, but it can be worked out, I believe.
Calvin Watkins from the Dallas Morning News joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. You said there it can be worked out, you believe. Do you think this is something that rises to a level as an issue that it's going to be something the Cowboys talk about with him in his contract negotiations, that they'll address some of this? Hey, are you fully locked in, or do you have the best relationship with your teammates all the time? Do you think that's something that they'll broach with him?
I think so, yeah. When I was told at the combine, they are going to talk to him about, hey, you want to be a leader on this team? get your ass to the facility when it opens up. I think he's got good relationships with players in the locker room. You know, him and CeeDee Lamb are very close. When Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence were going at it on Twitter or X or whatever we call it now, Wanya Thomas defended Micah. You know, so there are. I mean, it's not like it's 98% against Micah in the locker room, right? But it's clear that I'm sure there's some players in there that are like, "Hey, man, what's up with this podcast during the season, bro?" You know. And I think that's something that has to be addressed. And yes, as I said, he comes prepared, he comes in shape, he's all of those things. But as you guys know, when you are going to command one of the highest contracts in the league, you got to do a little bit more.
So do you think if the team went to him and said, "Hey, here's your $45 million, but the podcast is gone," and I guess would Jerry even want him to cancel it because, you know, the publicity – but you know, do you think Micah signs up for that?
Oh yeah, if they said, "Look, we're gonna give you $45 million, you best tell Bleacher Report we're done," it's done. But I don't think the Cowboys would do that. I think the Cowboys would say, "Be mindful of what you're saying."
Yeah,
you know, because look what it's drawing some attention here. Now I agree with you. Jerry doesn't really care per se because all publicity is good publicity, right? But you know, by him not showing up to the voluntary workouts last year, Mike McCarthy was a little, "Hey, what's going on here, bro?" You know?
Yeah.
I remember when he hired Mike Zimmer as a new defensive coordinator, Zimmer hadn't talked to him yet. And I don't know if Zimmer was upset, but you could tell Zimmer's like, you know, you probably need to be here so you can try to show you some stuff, right? You know, but it's okay. It's okay. You know, being a pass rusher is not that complicated, right? Grady Hutt, go after the quarterback. You know, it's not brain surgery here, you know, but there's some philosophy things that, you know, certain down this situation, we do different things. So there's some things you need to know, right? So just be there.
Calvin, do you have any doubt that a deal gets done? And what did you think of any of the trade talk regarding Parsons?
I don't think the trade talk was legitimate discussions. The people that matter, and that's Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, Will McClay, and the head coach, whether it be Mike McCarthy or now Brian Schottenheimer, I don't think they ever seriously thought about trading Micah Parsons. I think the trade talk came from lower levels of the organization that, hey, you know, maybe we trade him and get 3 first-round picks. Well, yeah, you will get 3 first-round picks. Micah Parsons, sure. but what are you trying to do? If you do that, you're saying we're rebuilding because might as well get rid of Dak Prescott, might as well get a CeeDee Lamb because you are rebuilding, right? You don't, you know, I've always been a big believer you don't trade away talent, right? When they traded Amari Cooper a couple years ago, me and Stephen Jones talked about this all the time. I thought that was a mistake. You just don't trade talent. You try to work it out as best you can because we have, in Micah's case, he's a generational talent. You got to keep him around. Now, if you're training one generational talented player for another, okay, fine. That's cool. We're getting equal value here. But that's not what you do. So I don't think the trade talk was legitimate at all.
Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News. The Cowboys have a Micah Parsons problem. I know you got this. We get this all the time. It's infuriating. Bobby is probably going to go off on it later in the show. What do you say when you get the, "How much are you being paid? Here comes the hit piece, Calvin. What Jones timing? They're using you as the mouthpiece to bring down his value." What do you say to that person?
I say it's not true because he's going to get his money either way. And Micah has said during the season, "Do you want 38? Do you want 40 million per year?" And Micah said, "I just want enough for a lake house." David Mugalletta, who is Parsons' agent, I'm sure is looking at the numbers and saying, "Miles Garrett, that's pretty good money." You know? So, the Cowboys knew the story was coming, right? You know, you give them a heads up, say, "Hey, this is coming out," and that kind of thing. And they thought the story was fair. Obviously, I'm going to think it's fair because I'm biased, right?
Will Micah be upset with you the next time you see him?
I don't think so. Because if Micah saw something, that's the great thing I like about Micah. If he sees something he doesn't like, he's going to say something about it.
Yeah.
You know, on X, or he'll see a locker room give you one of those looks, right? And then you can, then, you know, he's an adult. He'll talk to you about it. And he can work it out or whatever. So Mike was cool, you know. But in terms of what you asked me about, did the organization say you should write this? No, it doesn't work that way. Even though I did see some people mention that on X, but it's like, no, y'all crazy.
Calvin, the $50 million question is, why free up all this money if you're not going to spend it? What's your answer to that with how the Cowboys free agency has gone so far? And what did you leave the combine thinking with the draft coming up?
The Cowboys open up a lot of space for a couple of reasons. They look at the present and the future. So opening the space, they go, okay, we're going to sign a lot of guys in free agency. And there were a lot of small contracts for 1 year. I think Solomon Thomas, the only guy that got a multi-year deal of all the free agents they signed. I think it was 10 free agents they signed. So they free up space for that, and something might happen during the season. Oh, my goodness, we could trade for Amari Cooper, and then boom, you know, like they did a couple of years ago, right, and absorb some of that money. And here's the funny thing about the NFL's cap space. You can carry over some space to the next year, right? So Micah's going to get his money this year, but the big hit will come next year. Then there's this guy named, I don't know if you've heard of him, Tyler Smith. He's going to get paid a big money deal because the guard market is rising in the NFL. And Tyler Smith is one of those guards. I remember running into his agent and I said, hey, man, you in the lake house? What's going on here with Tyler Smith, right? And he's like, you know. So you got to pay him at some point. So you're clearing up this space to carry over to the next year because, you know, Mike is going to take a big hit next year because that will be the first year of his contract. And at some point, you got to take care of Tyler Smith. And then, hey, if Deron Bland has a fantastic year, the cornerback market has gone up too. And I don't think Deron Bland will demand that amount of money, but he becomes a free agent. So you got to take care of him. So, and then you got 10 draft picks, and who knows what you might get if you trade two picks for a player or something of that nature. So it's a complicated formula that works in the NFL. So when you hear about, oh, they clear up all the space, well, it's for a lot of different reasons.
Love it, man. Thank you so much. Keep enjoying the harsh cigars, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Harsh cigars. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The great Calvin Watkins joining us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 105.3 The Fan.